Title, The State of Telehealth, Oregon. Content, Oregon Telehealth Bill Proposes Parity for Telehealth Services on January 11, 2021. Oregon Senator Lee Bayer and Representative Rachel Prusak introduced Senate Bill 11, SB 11, 1, which would permanently extend parity for telehealth services with in-clinic care services. Parity for telehealth services was originally proposed in response to Governor Kate Brown's March 23, 2020 Executive Order 20-22, which ordered a temporary halt on non-urgent procedures to preserve personal protective gear for frontline workers. Telehealth services provided clinical providers with an opportunity to maintain revenue by allowing individuals to seek care from the safety of their own homes. In line with the move to telehealth services, emergency payment policies enacted by the Oregon Department of Consumer and Business Services and payers' voluntary agreement allowed providers to receive the same rates for telemedicine services as they would for in-clinic services. SB 11, along with its companion legislation, HB 2508, in the Oregon House of Representatives, has received strong support from medical providers, like Representative Prusak, a board-certified registered nurse and family nurse practitioner, who believe that by extending parity for telehealth services, the state will be able to reach and extend access to citizens in rural and urban areas with mobility issues. SB 11 follows recent trends to make permanent changes to telehealth exceptions allowed during the public health emergency, the pandemic, as discussed in our December 7, 2020 blog post, permanent expansion of Medicare telehealth services, and recent state of telehealth blog series. Notwithstanding the strong support for SB 11 in the healthcare provider community, healthcare payers have expressed concern regarding the increased costs attendant to reimbursing a virtual patient telehealth visits at the same level that in-person visits are reimbursed. Two, for example, Kristen Downey, Senior Manager, Digital Advocacy and Government Affairs, Providence St. Joseph Health, Oregon, suggests that reimbursing telehealth services, which may include phone calls, emails and texts between patients and providers, at the same level that in-office/in-person patient care visits are reimbursed would increase payer costs without a concomitant increase in value. 3. In response, those in support of SB 11 note that while telehealth services are different from in-person services, even SB 11's sponsor, Senator Prusak, acknowledges that telehealth is not appropriate in all situations. The main purpose of SB 11 is to create flexibility for citizens looking to receive medical services. Should SB 11 be passed, Oregon would join states like Washington, New Jersey, Arizona, that are currently in the process of enacting payment parity legislation for its citizens. We will continue to monitor the expansion of telehealth services in the state of Oregon and other states across the nation in accordance with our State of Telehealth series. Footnotes 1. Identified as House Bill 2508, HB 2508, upon introduction in the House of Representatives by Representative Prusak on January 11, 2021. 2. Oregon Telehealth Bill has a legion of provider fans, but insurers raise cost concerns, by Elizabeth Hayes, Portland Business Journal, February 10, 2021. 3. ID. Categories, Healthcare Information Technology, State Healthcare Legislation, Telehealth. As seen in, Healthcare Law Blog.